WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 12th, and you're tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and we've been helping people live healthier lives since 1979. You can also catch this show a few days later on all of your podcast platforms. So each week, we uncover the healing power of nutrition and lifestyle, sharing practical wisdom that can help you live longer, stronger, and better. And joining me is my co-host now of a good two solid years and friend, the guru of the common man, so Clint Powell. And good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well enough.
Well, good. That's fantastic. I just want everybody to tell everybody it's transparency here. That's what we believe in. Great job on the opening the third time. Well, it was fantastic. You did.
Well, nobody needs to know that except me and you.
Well, but I mean, nobody needs to know about my car or my tires or my lack of companionship as far as friends go or donut loving. But, you know, you write poems about my failures. I just bring yours up from time to time.
Well, I want to contrast the difference between AI and Ed Jones, okay?
Wait, hold on. Are you doing it again? This is going to be a recurring theme.
This is AI's little opening for you that I just did, okay?
Okay. By the way, I want this to be archived right now. This is going to go in the time capsule of how to lose radio listeners via Ed Jones circa 2025. Back to you, sir.
Hang on, people, just for about 2 minutes. Okay.
Oh, 2 minutes.
On Vital Health Radio, the duo takes a stand, and Ed Jones is Captain Wellness, nutrition close at hand. He's mixing up wisdom, vitamins, and cheer, guiding folks to live their best throughout the year. But beside him is Clint Powell, the common sense man. With straight talk and humor, he's everyone's fan. He's cut through confusion, makes health sound clear with grit and good sense that all love to hear. Together, they tackle the myths and the mess, teaching wellness and balance, not more or less. From mindset to meals, they light up the show with laughter and truth in every flow. So tune in, my friends, to learn if you can from Captain Wellness and the common sense man. Now, let me tell you what Ed Jones can write. Clint is bent on serving up his dinner as a winner at Waffle House USA. Never lacking words, they fly out of his mouth like birds on Vital Health Radio.
I'm talking directly to the public. I'm appealing to you. We need help. There needs to be an intervention immediately. This is non-ketamine day. This is in all of his glory. Mm-hmm. And I would say that now it's probably time for this just to come to an end.
Yeah, after 7 years. It's been a good run.
It's been a great run. And there's three people outside with a straight jacket ready for you any point in time. I thought AI did pretty good. I will admit, mm-hmm. It lacked your sense of warmth.
Oh, thank you.
The personal touch.
And it was obvious it wasn't AI written. Wasn't it?
Yeah, yours. Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Unbelievably obvious. There was no AI in at all. It was very obvious, sir, that you had toiled over that while you were adding salad dressing to some sort of buffalo bison quinoa salad.
There was no seed oil in that salad dressing.
No, nor was there in that poem you wrote me. Back to you, sir.
I have so much health information today we are going to cover.
Let's talk about it.
Yes. I went to Starbucks. And I had to try out that new protein latte and drink that they have. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay.
You good?
It is very entrepreneurial and I think very smart and wise of them to offer a drink that has protein. Mm-hmm. Now, initially, it just came out and you know, I'm very picky about what I do. So I looked it up, and there's not real clear numbers of how many carbohydrates yet, but it looks like it's between about 15 and 30. I think that will completely, of course, depend on whether you get the four shots of the flavoring, because the flavoring's where the sugar is. But what I wanted to drink was something that didn't have the carbohydrates, and I'm certainly not going to drink the sugar. You can make protein drinks like the one I make with Ancient Nutrition Vanilla that tastes, if you do it right, which is I use frozen blueberries now, and that makes it very cold. I use one to two scoops of that Ancient Nutrition Whey protein, which is highly digestible, and then I'll put my little bit of fiber in there to feed the microbiome. Not really to feed the poop, really microbiome, which is the good bacteria, live on fiber, not on other things. So we have to have some. And so I put all of that in and a tiny bit of granola. I don't know what it is, but this little bit of granola, one tablespoon, changes my drink. And I put it in a little blender every morning now, and it is like a Haagen-Dazs milkshake. Well, I was kind of hoping the Starbucks would be somewhat equal. Bland is the description completely. Now, I love coffee. I love the taste of coffee. It was decent, but nothing like I would do with a cold brew or an iced coffee. So I am not a fan of the flavoring. And it is clean if you don't do the sweeteners. It is clean because it's whey protein and it doesn't have any sweeteners at all.
All right, so my turn. So I want to give a shout out to, I do a podcast with Jeff Styles. We have the El Jefe. We don't have the yellow. It's called El Jefe Organic Coffee at Nutrition World now.
Yes.
And every time you buy a bag, a couple of bucks goes to help support my podcast personally and the podcast build out the new studio I'm building. So it's El Jefe Coffee at Nutrition World. But I go to Smoothie King.
Okay.
So they have two there that I drink.
I have not been there in 10 years.
One has the called the Gladiator Strawberry Smoothie, 45 grams of protein, 4 grams of carbs per 20 ounces. And the other is the Keto Champ, which is 9 grams of net carbs and 24 grams of protein.
Is it whey protein or do you know? I'd say it is.
I can look it up. But anyway, either way, I like it and it makes me feel like I'm doing something good for myself.
I'm going to check into Smoothie King because
there's one in East Ridge they just built.
I saw that. Yeah. Yes. I saw that wonderful information. Yeah. And, you know, I always try to inform people of options where you can get your nutrition as far as kind of a meal. And we can do that with these drinks.
Yes, I mean, Smoothie King uses whey protein.
Okay. I'm as picky as I am. I want to know, you know, what else is in that whey protein. But that's a big plus. Yeah. That was not available 10 years ago. Right. So I am very pleased with some of the offerings that are happening. Here's the next tip. I ate at a new place called 100 Ramen Hibachi. Have you seen that? Mm-mm. There's one on East Brainerd Road, and there's one that just opened at Hamilton Place Mall. I met Katie over there this past Monday for lunch. I am a big fan of Japanese food, but I don't really eat it any place I can point my finger to regularly.
Because it has MSG and stuff in it?
Not like Chinese, but I'm concerned. But on Sunday, I decided maybe I'll eat at 100 Ramen. And so I typed into AI, does 100 Ramen use MSG? 100 Ramen has made a humongous statement online. They do not even come close to MSG.
Wow.
And for them to say that in the kind of words that they used, I was convinced they didn't. So I go over there, Katie and I did. I think it's fabulous. I had a filet. I had wonderful vegetables. And I had a little bit of the rice. They do have noodles, which I'm not going to eat, way too many carbohydrates for me, but they were delicious, the one that Katie got. But I love 100 Ramen.
Smoothie, can I go on this?
Yes,
the Strawberry Gladiator has 2 grams of saturated fat, 10 milligrams of cholesterol, 1 gram of fiber, 1 gram of sugar, 0 added sugar, 350 grams of sodium, 45 protein, 3 carbs, 3 fat, 220 calories.
Number-wise, that's perfect.
And whey,
they're not using anything that is on my hit list.
What is it? What would be the things? I'm just going to ask
Artificial sweeteners. If they're using sucralose or Splenda or NutraSweet, those would be an X 100%. Why? Because one is they really harm the microbiome, the part of our immune system that we can't have, it won't function if we don't have the microbiome functioning and balanced. And that comes from eating fermented foods, not doing things that kill it, like antibiotics, of course, and chlorine in water and glyphosate.
They may use stevia, it says.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think obviously they have understood.
There may be something else in there too, but I'm just real time.
I'm going to do some homework because that could be another option for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I'm in a rush, it really could.
Absolutely. All right.
Got to talk about the health fair that was, a week ago. It was a grand slam. There's no doubt. We had over 2,000 people, we estimate, and it was bumper to bumper shoulder to shoulder, but everybody had a flow about them that it was like a carnival, happy family. There was a vibrancy that...
It was an energy and a flow to it.
Yes, yes. Flow of vibrancy that I don't know if I've ever seen around that many people, certainly at Nutrition World. I've received so many emails. And if you look at the Instagram that Cody had posted of the lady on the parking lot that said how important this is for the wellness of Chattanooga, it was a dynamic little speech she gave there at the health fair. I was just touched. I was very, very much touched by what she said. And so next year will be bigger and better. And we've already had several people say, why don't you do it twice a year? And I pretended my hearing aids went off.
Absolutely. It's very stressful. It takes a lot to make that event go off.
Yeah, Katie worked for about 4 months. Our whole team worked and were diligent in doing what we needed to do to pull this thing off. And we were blessed with a perfect weather day.
We were, yeah.
So I love that, love that. All right, my friends, thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio, because more insights and inspiration are coming up next.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7+ years. And today will be no exception. So let's dive back in. I want to continue with some notes that I made over the past few days. I've started listening to a couple new podcasts. I realize You know, there's so many opinions, so much information, and we can certainly be drowning in information, or we can actually push it all away and just pretend like we know enough already. I don't want to do that, and I have to be cautious who I listen to, as we all should be, and question if you have the enough background knowledge to question it in an intellectual way and decipher what may be good for you. And with medicine, with nutrition, with health, longevity, the conversations are immense. There's no doubt about it. But I'm starting to listen. I did listen to a podcast called High Intensity Health with Mike Mutzel, M-U-T-Z-E-L. He was interviewing a fellow named Dr. Bill Schindler. And Dr. Schindler is an archaeologist. He was vastly interested his whole life about ancient practices and life and how it developed. And then he started understanding or feeling a very connected to the connection between food, our health, our longevity, what actually is probably the best choices that we could make as far as the environment that we live in and the foods that we consume. And it was very interesting because what he did was, and I didn't ever certainly understand this, we started on this earth for, he says, a million years. I don't know. You can argue with that. It doesn't matter. But early on, we started as a gatherers. What does that mean? He said the three foods that we ate, one primarily was insects. Insects were the most nutritious food that we had because we did not know how to hunt and we did not know how to use fire. And so we would use only what we could find, you know, occasional fruits and things
hence
that grew
the
out.
Gathering. We'd go out and gather.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Hence the gathering.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm affirming that your wisdom is nailing, you're nailing it, sir.
And then, and also then secondarily, we became a gatherer's scavengers. And I had never thought of this. So before we had the tools to harvest animals, I like the word harvest.
Yes, you do.
Because it's politically correct. And kill. We are, so what is a scavenger? What happened was, and you can see this, the people who didn't have the ability to hunt at that time, they would only find the leftovers from other wildlife who killed.
Yep.
So they didn't get the organs. They didn't get the most nutritious parts of these animals. They get the leftovers like a buzzard would do.
Right.
And then we became hunter-gatherers at that point. And it's very evident based on the ancient ability to find those skulls and find the remains of these people, that is when we exponentially increased our brain size and our physical size. Both of those were done because we went from a low-protein diet to a high-protein diet, and one very nutritious when you eat the liver and the hearts and the this and the that. They weren't people who harvested vegetables. This guy's really a big fan of not eating vegetables. And I'm a fan of middle of the road a little because I do believe very highly that things like broccoli and coleslaw and things are protective of cancer.
Yeah, and I also, and I'm not pushing back on it, I also think it's, I don't know if it's silly because I don't know, mine's opinion, not fact driven. It just seems odd to me that we would say if it's grown on earth, if nature provides it, it should be okay. So I'm assuming when you find something you can eat that, you know, gives sustenance, just like the animals that you harvest, I would assume there'd be a place for the stuff that Earth provides too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's still there, part of the Earth, and gives it to you to eat, I'm assuming, as needed if it's done correctly.
Well, see, I've completely reversed my opinion on that. I don't think the Earth is here to serve us.
Right.
I think the Earth's plants are there to only do one thing, and that is to preserve themselves.
Well, it's kind of like humans, too. That's what we want to do.
Right? Here's the difference. Their defense mechanisms are anti-nutrients. They are oxalates. They are nightshades. They are things that prevent most of the pests from eating them,
right?
Or they would not be a plant left on this earth. So they have their own armor, and that armor is something that's not our friends. And so I am
not all of them. Some
not
of them
all.
Do.
That's right.
That's why it's good to be armed with data and knowledge. And
yeah,
stuff.
But data can't always explain ancient common sense. There's
right.
something about ancient intuition that will never be explained in a college setting. So I just found that very interesting. Again, we do find things that are interesting that confirm our own belief systems.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I think the high protein diet's the way to go.
Yes, and I've seen so much better improvement in my gut health, my elimination, since I have cut out beans, grains, all the most of the vegetables, from kale to spinach to you name it. I live on a very narrow vegetable diet, which is really just broccoli. I mean, that's kind of the only vegetable I eat, and use all that olive oil. But very interesting, and if you wanted to listen to that, High Intensity Health. One other one was Joseph Ince, E-N-C-E. And this guy has a test that he does, a test called CIMT, called Carotid Intima Media Thickness. And he travels the country, and he I don't know what position he has as far as the machines, but he has vast experience on looking at people's arteries and determining at what risk are you of cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease is going to be 80% of what takes all of us out, and it is the primary disease of death. And we don't have any symptoms normally, and the cholesterol is becoming more of a myth that it is the cause of it, and I certainly believe that. And I do deep dive into all of the studies. It's very important to look into studies. But what he found was, this was interesting, and I know this, there's two types of plaque. There's hard plaque, which a calcium score picks up when you do a calcium score, as you did, Clint, mm-hmm. and then there's soft plaque. What happens is the soft plaque is actually more dangerous because it can break off easier. It can, and it's also not seen on a calcium score. So there are people, some who have a really good calcium score but have a lot of soft plaque. Now, what happens is soft plaque will eventually become hard plaque, and then you will see it. But if you're in that in between, we can't just say, oh, you had a zero on a calcium score. It doesn't mean for sure that you couldn't throw a clot. Secondly, the biggest point of this that I really enjoyed but I kind of felt was true, guys on high level testosterone, he said, almost exclusively have poor artery health. The testosterone is what's causing most of it. And we're talking not replacement of testosterone like Josh does at Optimize You. We're talking basically the bodybuilding doses, which are running 2,000 and above on your blood test. That was kind of surprising to me. And he said it didn't matter what age. If you're 30 years old and you're taking all those testosterone, your arteries are showing signs of cardiovascular damage.
Wow. Already. So yeah, that's surprising. That is surprising.
It's just another piece that we'd want to manage it in the safe area.
And I think that's what I'm saying. I think that's more of another reason why you want to have a good team around you, and mm-hmm. teams that are in their lane,
yes.
that can take the headlines and the minutia of data, which we just talked about, some, you know, confirmation bias, and give us the truth and do it in the right way.
Minutia is a big word for you.
And Grant, I said confirmation bias in there. So
you did.
There you
what
go.
Is God?
And unfortunately, that was that's my one lucid moment of the day, and I used it here.
Well, that was probably because you did nicotine.
And I didn't, and that's okay. And I used lucid correctly, too.
So that meant you are lucid.
I am. Yeah. Now I've lost it. I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. We're going to keep talking about Ed Jones because that's kind of what I'm interested in most of the time these days.
He's just said it quite part out loud.
Yep.
There we go.
I went to the dentist yesterday.
And?
And I wrote, and I'm going to go into another.
You didn't write a poem about it, did you?
No, I didn't write a poem.
Oh, thank God.
But I wrote a book called Revolutionize Your Oral Care Routine. It's an ebook. You go to nutritionw.com, scroll to the bottom, go to ebooks, and you can get it. And the thing is, this is countering what 90% of all dentists believe. But I can tell you this, I used to have horrendously negative reports for probably 25 years with plaque. I mean, it was massive quantities of plaque. I could feel it building every week after a cleaning. I've now been doing, practicing what I wrote about in here, which is not killing bacteria with mouthwashes. That's number one. Two, taping your mouth shut, but other things in here. And I have had the best 1 year of observations from my dentist. And I really like Cedar Valley Dental. They're in Collegedale. Young guy, very passionate, does not believe in the things I believe in, but he's very open to be flexible, and that's all I can ask.
Well, and you got the results too, so.
And I'm getting the results. He wouldn't think that was the results, but it feels good to me. You know, if I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm getting worse and worse, then I've got to question what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to ask you, you did a fabulous podcast with Larry Fleet the other day. Tell people who that is and how they can listen to that.
Well, yeah, I did one with two mayors, the Hamilton County and the city mayor a couple of weeks ago. But so Larry Fleet's a guy that he's a country music singer. There's a lot of people that have heard about him. He gets millions of views on YouTube. He's got a couple songs, This Too Shall Pass, Working Man, Where I Find God is the one that got me into him, deep diving. Just go YouTube, Where I Find God, Larry Fleet, or Larry Fleet with Morgan Wallen, either one of those two. You'll see what I'm talking about. he's just one of those bucket lists. For a couple of years, I've been trying to get him on, and a guy helped start his podcast, part of the Nuga Podcast Network, is Matt Patty over at Chapel Barber, and he has a podcast called Out of the Chair I help him with, and he told me one day, he goes, hey, you want to get Larry in? I'm like, yeah. So
Larry went to him.
Larry, because he goes with the big beard. And they've known each other for years before he blew up. And I'm like, absolutely. So we've been working on that. When I got him in, it was a two-hour conversation. It could have been three.
Wow.
Super nice guy. Very, very personable, very casual. And we just talked about his career. We had some laughs. It was really a fun conversation. Thanks for letting me share that. But, yeah, Larry Fleet, you can find it at DuringTheBreakPodcast.com or we collaborated on it at Out of the Chair Podcast with Matt Patty. Either one of those, NugaPodcast.com.
And he's got a couple songs that had 30 or 40 million views, right?
Oh, the one with Morgan Wallen's got 74 million. He's got several with 40 million plus.
Wow.
Views. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I think actually it's up to 78 million. We checked it during the podcast the other day.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. How wonderful. How wonderful.
Yeah, he's such a good talent.
I love that. It obviously connects with a vast amount of people.
Fantastic.
Obviously comforting.
Well, and the where I find God, I think you would find, you can call God whatever you want to, but he says, you know, God is where you need him to be in that moment. He's he's in a deer stand, which you've been in. He's in church. He's out on your boat. Mm-hmm. He is in the bar with you. Wherever, you know, it's amazing where you'll find God if you're open to it. And that's, I think that is what resonated with a lot of people, because they were like, man, you would not believe the conversations I've had with God have come in the craziest places.
I love that. So yeah. I'm going to a bar tonight to see if he's there. So
he'll be there.
I wasn't going
to
go.
Now, whether you talk to him or not, that's a choice you'll make, sir.
Oh, okay.
You got to pick up the receiver, but he's always on, like the operators back in the old days, the plug-ins. Uh-huh. Just you pick up the receiver. Somebody's there. We got to pick it up sometimes. But yeah, enjoy that, sir.
Do you feel that you're not as addicted to social media as you used to be? I get that sense. Is that true?
Addicted is different. I use it now for I try to get likes and stuff like that. I took about a 6-month hiatus, which was really good for me. And I'm thinking about doing it again for 30 days instead of 6 months or 4 months. I'm not as bad as I used to be.
Well, I have a new apparatus. It's actually a thing you have to purchase that is for people. And my daughter's one of those. And I think I've been blessed because being the age I am, you know, most of my life I didn't have any of the social media. So I don't really have that alcoholic desire to do more and
more. I didn't until my almost 40 years old. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people just can't drink a drink or without drinking 10 of them.
That's right.
I am pretty darn good because I have my little scheduled amounts of headlines and little TikToks with humor and some learning things. So I don't really ever go overboard. But here's what I would do if I did, is you buy this apparatus called Brick, B-R-I-C-K, for $59. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Brick is, Cody's heard of it. And I don't know all the details, but if like it's in your house, you're going to put the Brick. It's a little piece of hardware. When you hit the word Brick, when you hit it, all your apps go off. You cannot go on social media. So if you want to play the game right, then of course you'd put the Brick like somewhere that you're not always sitting. You could put it in the garage. You go out in the garage, you hit the Brick, you ain't going to have any social media. You have to go back out there to activate it, not on your phone. You cannot activate it again. You have to go find your Brick to activate it. Yes, it's kind of silly, but I can see that working.
No, it's. I think what's silly is expecting to have discipline at first when you know you don't. I think silly is not doing the thing you need to do. I say this about donuts, and I always use an example. When I'm really trying to get in shape, I just drive. I drive around the donut shop. I don't go by it. That sounds awesome, but I build the desire. I mean, I build the discipline. I don't put temptation in front of me until I know I've got the discipline. I start seeing the physical results. It's the same concept. What's silly is to think I can beat it when you've tried for 6 months. Use the technology to beat the technology.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah,
I love that. And we can be trapped into our own systems of healing if you go too long. But what an assistance for people at first.
Yeah, to get you started. Absolutely.
18 to 80, I know I probably mentioned it last time, but that's the other podcast that Clint and I do, and I covered spermidine and urolithin A. Please, if anyone's interested in those life-extending nutrients, listen to 18 to 80. We've got some pretty amazing little short podcasts.
About 20 to 30 minutes about everything. Yeah, we've talked about
with Josh, with Matt Davis, with myself.
You, I've had Michelle Hicker-Davis from Learning RX. I've had Laura. I've had just a couple of people on there, and I've got some big ones scheduled too.
Yep. Again, when I bring up topics like this, I am not pretending that I will ever live in a cave. I live a pretty darn exciting life. I push the limits. I also will delve into things that are not 100% healthy, because part of life is having a spark. And right. To have those sparks, sometimes you're going to step over the line a little bit. But there are things that I think that we can make one single choice on and stick to these choices that could add to betterment of health. And part of our health is lowering the level of harmful chemicals. The government's actually starting to do that, with Walmart going to be, by 2027, will be eliminating a lot of the chemicals, the artificial colors, and some of the other things. So we're in a world that I never thought we would be. But fabric softeners truly, truly are a hidden source of toxic exposure in your home. You know, there's something about connecting a smell with a memory, and I'm asking 100%. You, Clint, because how many times, I mean, when I was married, I mean, we didn't even know these things were not good. Well, my wife always used these fabric softeners in the dryer.
Oh, I thought we were going to get down a memory of smells, good memories, but go ahead.
It is good memories.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the backyard away from my wife, I could smell that. So every time I smell it, I think of being away from her. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But it was more dark. I felt there was good years, good years.
Yeah, I know.
And that was where I connected the smell with family.
Yeah.
I connect fabric softer smell with family.
I do too. And baking, when I go see my mom, if I walk in the house and there's fresh cut grass with my grandfather and watermelon, just stuff like that. So yeah, smells are big. Yep. I love it.
And these toxic substances do not wash away even if you quit using them. Instead, they'll cling to your clothes, build up inside your washer and dryer, and continue releasing these vapors long after the laundry is done. Of course, you just open the door of your dryer, you smell these things, and you know they're called fragrance, but they are called volatile organic compounds, and they are terrible for your lungs, terrible for your immune system, reproductive harm, asthma. Will it cure your ailments by eliminating it? No, this is a laundry list of just checking some boxes. And you
a little
buy,
here, a little there.
You buy product A instead of product B, or you don't buy the product.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, there are some good ones
just
out there.
Just put on some Axe body spray like every other 18-year-old boy, and you'll be fine. Yeah. By the way, go ahead.
How about High Karate cologne?
Okay.
Do they still sell that?
I'm sure they do at a vintage shop somewhere. The 70s is called and want their fashion back. Sure. In my world, we had Jovan Musk. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, now stay with us, because Vital Health Radio will be right back with more and more ways to live strong and live well.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is a show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell, and we are glad you are with us. Question of the day for Clint Powell.
Here we go.
Pizza wasn't... I got to read this right.
I was going to say, because that's starting off as a statement, a declarative, but that's okay.
When was the most pizza ever ordered on any day in the past 20 years? Do you know what the day was where more people ordered pizza than any other day from Domino's? It was only at Domino's, so they have all the numbers.
I'm going to
never guess.
It's either going to be a Super Bowl or it's going to be a big weather event. What is it?
More than 95 million viewers tuned in to watch O.J. Simpson evade police in the white Bronco. They sold more pizza on that day than Domino's has ever sold.
Yeah. Was there a thing, hey, we'll get your pizza to you faster than O.J.? Something like that.
Absolutely. That's your little course. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Domino's Pizza. We're out here killing pizza. No, that's not a good one. Probably shouldn't have said that one. That's okay.
Yeah, you better stop right now. No, that's okay.
It's the podcast part coming out. This is how you get fired.
Hey, I
should be fired immediately.
Yeah, you get fired. Yeah. Your income will go down by nothing.
No, that's okay. I'm good.
A bottle of water.
Yeah.
I am looking at lab tests on arsenic in tuna and salmon, and it is not very good in Starkist. Starkist chunk white albacore has very high levels, and believe it or not, Kirkland
I like both those.
Is Kirkland Costco?
I don't know, but I like the other
is
one.
Kirkland is Costco. I don't shop there anymore. I love the store, but they have the highest amount is in Kirkland's solid white tuna albacore in water. Very, very
that's disappointing.
Concerning. Yes, it is.
They give us alternatives or just what not to do? That's okay. You don't have to look it up. I just didn't know if you'd read that somewhere.
Yeah, the ones that you want to eat are the lowest one is Wild Planet Albacore Wild Tuna. I think we sell that at Nutrition World. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we do. Wild Planet, you would think I would know. I'm just the owner, but
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, but you have 4 billion SKUs. So.
Yeah, and I have 37 employees.
Wonderful staff members there to help you at your convenience, ladies and gentlemen, and a great coaching staff.
But for those who cannot come to Nutrition World, the other lowest one, it's a little bit out of the range where it's red, is Chicken of the Sea Chunk White Albacore Tuna. That's Chicken of the Sea. So we don't want Starkist. We don't want Kirkland. But Chicken of the Sea Albacore had the numbers that were the second lowest. So that gives you some options.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. One other one is the other another company tested, and they also found Bumblebee had high amounts. And Trader Joe's, I was kind of surprised by that.
All of them. Let's just go ahead and say that's great.
I'm not a big fan of tuna anyway anymore.
I love tuna.
I used to love tuna, but then I just feel like I'm poisoning myself. There is no healthy limit of mercury. It just isn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank well, no
I
argument there.
You know, I mean, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
So. Well, when you're on top of the world, like you are with, you know, your optimal strength, optimal endurance, yeah. optimal body fat, optimal VO2 max.
Be honest. Where do you go from here?
You can't. No. Yeah. So obviously what you're doing is working.
100%. Duh. Yeah.
Hey, the Wall Street Journal, September 26, article titled Inside the Crisis at Tylenol Reached New Heights of Corporate Insanity. That's my words, not the article, by amplifying this absurd claim that millions of pregnant women who avoid Tylenol could trigger a rise in autism. Can you imagine?
So they're saying the opposite?
Yeah, they're saying if you don't take Tylenol, because they're so...
But what are the reasons, though? Are they saying you would get a high fever, that you would get sick, and your body would trigger it through being
they
sick?
They don't have any reasons.
There's got to be a reason. No. First of all, and that article's 2025. You said 2026. If they're writing an article for next year, they're the best.
No, I said it's September 26th, Clint Powell. I said September 26th. I didn't say the year.
Okay.
Duh.
My fault. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Then.
Okay.
But back to you, then, the smart person. I don't know how they would justify that if they didn't. If they didn't give a reason, that's kind of weird.
And this was only 2 weeks ago. So,
wow.
So interesting how spins are put on for purposes other than truth.
Yep.
They just are. Big article. This surprised me greatly about creatine helping women manage menopause changes. Had a good study that was done beyond physical performance. Women reported fewer nighttime awakenings and better quality rest. And 1/3 of these postmenopausal participants with mild cognitive impairment improved enough to normal ranges just by the use of creatine, 5 to 10 grams. They're not saying the dose here, but we know that 5 to 10 grams is what it is. Powder.
And above that, you can maybe have some stomach issues. We've talked about
I do.
My 18.
Yes.
I do too, by the way. I tested after that. Yeah, I did too.
Yep.
I took 20 for a couple of days and it just wasn't for me. Yeah. I went back down to a scoop and a half, so it's about 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful little article here about a high school student made headlines by showing that oregano oil outperforms amoxicillin, which is a very popular antibiotic in killing bacteria, with just one drop of the oregano wiping out 100% of the test sample in a petri dish.
Wow.
And researchers link its power to compounds like carvacrol and thymol, which attack bacteria's cell walls and disrupt the DNA, making survival nearly impossible. Mm. As they say, more even exciting, but studies suggest it also needs to have more studies, but it could boost antibiotic effectiveness, offering hope against drug-resistant superbugs. So, again, we've talked about this before. My little cabinet of my angel helpers, if I feel something coming on.
Can I guess, Adam? Can I guess them real quick? Oregano oil, because I take that.
Yep.
Olive leaf.
Yep.
Manuka honey.
I want that, but sometimes I forget it. But it is so important. Dang.
The blue, whatever. The
methylene blue. Absolutely.
And something with a mushroom. I don't know.
Well, I'm on mushrooms, so I don't really boost
that. That's my four that I would have guessed. Is there something I missed?
No. But see, two of those three, I do methylene blue every day, small amounts. I would not do high amounts unless I'm feeling sickly. And I don't do olive leaf unless I'm feeling sickly. And I don't do manuka unless I'm feeling sickly. I don't want to.
I don't either on those.
Yeah.
I don't take any. I do take manuka honey in my coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because I think it keeps me going. But I don't take any of the other ones unless I'm feeling bad.
Yep. And, you know, I think because I keep my manuka in the refrigerator, it's not with my pills. I tend to just, like, don't think about it.
I don't keep it in the fridge.
Because I use so little of it. I don't want it, and it's so expensive. I don't want it to solidify and
you know what,
not
though?
Use it.
Now, this is just me. I go through about a jar a month.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's expensive, but I go through about 40 days.
Yeah.
And I keep it out in my cabinet. and it never has. It doesn't crystallize like the other honey.
Yeah, you're going through pretty quick. But Manuka has the ability that no other honey does, is to be the antibacterial effects of it. It's really like a natural antibiotic. There's no doubt. And it comes from these only certain part of the earth that has.
Was there something else you had in your cabinet that I interrupted you on that you keep?
No, those are pretty much the ones I go for.
Okay, I was guessing.
And in the old days, I would do mega dosing of vitamin C, but. You know, you live and learn. Vitamin C turns to oxalates. Oxalates, I know, makes me have massive bone pain.
But if you're sick, though, is it worth it for a day or two?
Not for me.
Okay.
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm just not. It may be for other people, but it's not for me. Nope. We have deodorants. We got to test some of those. And do you use deodorants, Clint Powell?
What a weird question. I use antiperspirants.
Oh.
I don't use deodorants.
That's.
I want all the zinc. I want all the whatever's bad
aluminum.
For me.
Aluminum. It's called aluminum.
I want whatever it is. I want it all. How much do you want in there, Clint? All of it.
You want high levels.
I don't
want
to smell like onions and lavender fields as I walk by somebody. Oh, that guy smells like a tulip and bad habits. I don't want that. I want to give me the aluminum. Smells like cinnamon pirate wood. Something.
Those
I don't know.
Those are good descriptions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like my little poem, I talked about words fly out of you like birds, and they're flying out. They're quack, 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 quack.
Why? Chickens. So am I not supposed to use deodorants?
Okay,
or
here's the deal. Look, the reason you don't have Nutrition World's deodorants work is because you have to do an armpit detox. This, I'm not making this up. Once you've used chemicals, there he goes, he's throwing the mic. Once you've used chemicals for more than about 5 years, you completely destroy your armpits.
What adult's not used deodorant for more than 5 years? But I'd like to meet the adult that goes, I've not used deodorant. You've not used deodorant in 5 years.
I don't use anything. Nothing. Zero since I was divorced. So, no, I've
been
divorced.
Did you take all your deodorant in the settlement or something?
Yeah, it was. I had to sign a form that I would never use deodorants again.
Look, I had a lifetime supply of antiperspirants and I lost it in the divorce.
And my life, and but
so
and
you've
the reason,
not used any. That's fantastic. Good for you.
Now, if I thought I was going to, like I did use one time about a month ago because I was going to fly the airplane and I knew it might, stress causes me to have a little bit. So I did use it that one day, but it was a deodorant from the store that has no chemicals and it works very
so
well.
So going with your study that you're going to tell me how to.
That deodorant is Humble. Humble. Yeah. I love Humble deodorant.
How do you detox your, never mind, I don't want to go down. No, we're good.
Okay, keep there's going. Actually an online protocol for that. That you detox your armpits. So we'll talk about your armpit detox program later after the show.
Thank goodness.
Well, one thing these deodorants do is reduction in immunity, increase in allergies, increase cholesterol levels, lowered a woman's chance of getting pregnant, lower your male fertility, and endocrine disruption because they are forever chemicals. But I'm going to throw some good news out. So if you're going to shop not at Nutrition World and you're not going to buy Humble or one of our other deodorants and you have to and you can't help it because you just can't get to Nutrition World, here are about three of them that now they still have aluminum. I would not use these. Aluminum is part of the problem of Alzheimer's. Probably. We don't know that for sure, but there seems to be a correlation. So Degree Motion Sense has low levels of forever chemicals. I could not believe that. And then Dove Advanced Care. I was shocked. Those two have low levels of forever chemicals.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know you're excited. I know you may not sleep tonight.
Yay.
Yes. All right, man. Time is flying by.
It
so
is.
You are listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend, co-host Clint Powell, and let's keep this conversation going as we explore ways to protect and strengthen your health. And it's been a few weeks since I have talked about one of my passions is reading and studying the Stoics. And this was one that I actually just popped up this morning, and I certainly have connected with this. There is no wisdom without experience. But experience does not necessarily translate into wisdom, does it? We've all met people who refuse to learn life's lessons. We've all met people who remain remarkably naive and immature despite their age. We've all met people who, to borrow an expression Churchill used to describe one of his enemies, when they managed to stumble over truth, pick themselves up, and carry on as if nothing had happened. The ancients believed that suffering led to wisdom, except, of course, when it didn't. And what prevented it? Inattention, entitlement, complacency, ego. It's impossible to learn what you think you already know. Epictetus said, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And Zeno reminded his students, procrastination too, we tell ourselves we'll get to stuff later. You are an old man, Marcus Aurelius admonished himself in Meditations, the book he wrote. Stop allowing your mind to be a slave, to be jerked about by selfish impulses, and to kick against fate and the present, and to mistrust the future. Look, it would be wonderful if we could just count on wisdom happening. Unfortunately, like all things worthwhile, it comes from work. Deliberate, intentional, day-to-day work. It is like the other virtues, not a noun, but a verb. It is something you do. It's something you are doing. I continue to remind myself of the importance of discipline, because in my life, without discipline, I would still be floating around as a 27-year-old and just treading water through life, but discipline has helped me immensely. I know you're very disciplined.
I am about some things, but yeah, your discipline didn't keep you 27 years old. You're just saying you would still have the mindset of a 27-year-old, exactly. The lack of discipline. I'm a big believer on this too, and we, you know, we talk about it all the time. When I'm on my game, then what I'm doing, I'm actually putting a plan in place, acting, evaluating, adapting, and putting it back in place. When I'm not on my game, I get stuck in one of those phases. I get stuck in the planning. I get stuck in just acting and never thinking or adjusting. And so I'm a big believer of if you're going to default to action and work. then you actually have some tangible thing to evaluate and say, is it working? Is it not? If you're going to have to pick one to do automatically, I love acting. I love the work you put in on stuff like that. Just go do it. And from that, you'll figure out this is working, this isn't working. Is this worth putting a discipline around and a habit or not? You'll know.
And at least you're not treading water or going backwards. And I love the word you said was stuck. And how often have we all been stuck? And to get out of stuck, you move forward.
Well, and it's silly.
You take action.
It is. And it's silly for us to think that we're, I'm not countering what you're saying. I'm actually agreeing with you. But it's silly for me to think I am stuck. Because technically speaking, I am changing whether I like it or not. I feel stuck because my brain is not realizing that I'm in a different place with my kids, with my the person I'm spending my time with, my money, my health. Life is moving and changing whether I am aware of it or intentional about it or not. So my mind's stuck. Nothing else is. It's changing without my input.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Good words. Good words of wisdom from you.
Thank you. That's not usual. So
a couple points here again. And I don't normally go into, you know, other brands that are, I don't want to put down other brands, but I also am very connected to real knowledge and real numbers. Well, I talked about Kirkland's other product, the sardines, I think. Mm-hmm. And here's another one that was tested by ConsumerLabs.com, very reputable testing company. Well, Kirkland sells a big container of collagen. It's less 40 milligrams of collagen per serving. They only found 7.2 milligrams per serving.
Wow.
It's not even, it was less than 25% of label claim.
Wow.
Kirkland is too big of a company to let this happen. We're not perfect, but I demand these kind of lab tests for many of our products. And if anything comes up, we make sure we take care of it immediately. I guarantee you this product's still on their shelf selling.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't mind being off by a little bit.
Yeah.
If you say 20 and it's 17, I give you a bad batch.
Yes.
You know, you say 20 and it's four. That's a problem.
Well, I can assure you, they're not going to. They won't sell a television that was completely like 30% of the people sent it back because it was broken. Once they started knowing that it was modestly less than average, they will not sell it. But they don't do that with nutrients. They don't. No big company seems to have the vision to understand how all this works. Well, you guess what? That wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. So remember, you can catch the past shows anytime on your podcast platforms or visit us online at vitalhealthradio.com. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of our 38 staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending your time with us because that's important time. Until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you right back here in the seat here on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.